Since Christmas Day 1952, millions of people in Britain have sat by their radios on that day to hear which song will become the Christmas number one single. And in recent years, that song has effectively been decided by one man, Simon Cowell. In Britain, his televised talent show, X Factor, strategically announces a winner just days before the public votes on the Christmas number one. And so for 3 years running, the winning songs have sounded like this.
There can be miracles when you believe.
So after enduring a few years of that, last Christmas, the British public staged a revolt against Cowell's hit machine, and they voted to make this 1992 song by Rage Against the Machine the Christmas Day number one single. And with that, British pop bands sent Cowell an unequivocal message. Well, this year, another group is trying to do the same thing, only this is what their track sounds like. Yes, silence. Some of Britain's biggest pop stars are releasing a new version of John Cage's composition, 4 minutes, 33 seconds, which, of course, is silent. Billy Bragg is one of those musicians, and he joins me on the line from the UK. Welcome.
Hi, Guy.
So you have Suggs from Madness, you've got Imogen Heap, you've got the Kooks, you've got some huge names there. First of all, how much rehearsal went into this?
Well, it was pretty spontaneous, actually. And I was stuck in a traffic jam on a freeway in a snowstorm, and I had to literally phone my silence in.
So you actually weren't able to go to the studio to record this?
No, sadly I wasn't.
Right.
Cage said that you had to have your instrument but not play it, and so I had my guitar with me.
Okay, so you were in the car, and you had the line running into the studio, so you were part of this?
Yeah.
But in all seriousness, Billy Bragg, how did you guys get the idea to do this?
Well, really, I mean, obviously it's a continuation on from last year's campaign, and he's 4 minutes and 33 seconds is a moment of contemplation to stand back from not just the buying Simon Cowell's appointed record to be number one, but the whole consumer fest that Christmas has become, and perhaps just to reflect a little bit on the actual human side of a season where, you know, the message of Christmas, peace on earth and goodwill to all, is still, I think, a moment's reflection on that. It's not a bad thing.
Now, Ladbrokes, the British bookmaker, gives your song an 8-to-1 odds of winning the Christmas number one. And here, I want to play a little bit of your toughest competition. Here it is.
Well, everybody's heard about the bird.
Okay, this is a song by the Trashmen, and it's from 1963. It's called Surfin' Bird. This is also a protest candidate against the Simon Cowell pick. Can you guys beat at least this one?
Well, I mean, the thing about the Bird song is that it's just a song, whereas Cage's composition was a protest originally against inane jingles and themes that he heard on the radio in America in the 50s. So, and it really is a proper protest, well, I can't really call it a song, can I, but a protest piece. That's what it was originally recorded for, and we're staying true to that.
From Rage to Cage, that's musician Billy Bragg. He's part of a group that recorded a new version of John Cage's silent composition. 4 minutes, 33 seconds. Billy Bragg, thanks.
Thank you.
And you're listening to NPR News.